This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Most people strive their entire lives to achieve great success in a single industry. My father has succeeded in many, on the highest level and on a global scale. One of the reasons he has thrived as an entrepreneur is because he listens to everyone. Billionaire executives don't usually ask the people doing the work for their opinion of the work. My father is an exception. On every one of his projects, you'll see him talking to the super, the painter, the engineers, the electricians. He'll ask them for their feedback, if they think something should be done differently or could be done better. When Donald Trump is in charge, all that counts is ability, effort, and excellence. This has long been the philosophy at the Trump Organization. At my father's company, there are more female than male executives. Women are paid equally for the work that we do, and when a woman becomes a mother, she is supported, not shut out.
I'll tell you, did you get a sense of realness out of this family? I mean, all in stage, and gosh, when you really think about Donald Trump, who wasn't involved in politics other than, you know, because he played the game and realized, and you know, is a businessman, and particularly in New York and doing the buildings he did, that you got to play the political game. And he saw it from the inside out. And I think this is what started to bother him, is that, you know, yes, he had enough money and some influence and he could navigate around the political waters. But, you know, as he looked out and he saw America slipping away, you know, he makes a commitment. Even though he's been on the scene for a year, it was after, if you remember the story, it was right after the 2012 election that he went out and copywrote, let's, you know, make America great again. So this is something that has been hibernating with him. But, you know, it is just beyond impressive when you hear his kids speaking and, you know, coming on this stage. I mean, it's one thing for Donald Trump, you think, but for the kids to be lockstep and, you know, consistent with their father and to present the way they did. I mean, even down to, you know, I say down to Tiffany, because Tiffany wasn't, you know, that exposed. She just graduated from college, but, you know, very impressive at all levels. And you know, let's forget about the, you know, the hoopla about, you know, the copyright issue with Melania. I mean, here she is, you know, speaking in front of millions of people. And I thought, you know, just in hearing her speak and watching her presence and her class, I said, wow, what a grand first lady that she could make. And I think, you know, that was the question all along. Even when I was, as I mentioned to you, I spent last night with a bunch of my Democratic friends, and they had to admit, you know, some of this stuff was tough to deny. There is some meaning here. I mean, America has been slip sliding away, as Paul Simon would sing. And, you know, thank God that you have leaders that are willing to step up and, you know, take the bullets, you know, that are being shot at him and his family. You know, for Donald Trump to step up and say, look, I'm not going to just complain about it. You know, it's time to get into the fight, you know, and to, you know, set aside his own personal ambitions and want to serve this country. And I believe, you know, I at first I got to tell you, I didn't know if he was really serious and was going to see this through. But here he's got Mike Pence. He's got, you know, a suggested line of, you know, justices to nominate for the higher court. I'll tell you, as I mentioned, my big takeaway out of this whole deal is I believe Donald Trump has opened the door and given us the opportunity to dream big dreams again. And now, if we can get a government that will go along with that concept and incentivize all the wrong things, get ready. America will be great again, I'll tell you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Jordan Goodman is with us. It is that time. Yes, America's money answers, man, and a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, how are we doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you, and I'm sure your eyes have been, at least crossing the RNC from time to time this past week. Yeah? Well, it's been rather interesting, and what people want to know from you, Jordan, is, what part of Donald Trump's economic plan is realistic? Because we got a lot of economists chiming in here, and it's almost like a 50-50 split, and it makes you wonder what's the real truth of it.
Even amongst the Republicans, it's 50-50. It's not. I mean, he does not have a unified party. Yeah. Clearly, what happened with Ted Cruz is a very divided party in many ways. So, on the economic front, I think there are some things that he's going to do that are realistic, and some things that I think are not realistic. What is realistic? Now, this is assuming he has a Republican Congress that's going to pass what he wants. Because if he doesn't, then as usual, just kind of continued gridlock on all fronts. But assuming he's got a Republican Congress, taxes I think will go down. He's talking about lowering the top corporate rate from 35% down to maybe 20%. The top individual rate, which is now about 40%, maybe down to 25%, something like that. I think the Republican Congress would like doing something like that. And I think it would stimulate the economy by putting money in people's pockets. But it would also make the deficit soar, Bill. I mean, just I've seen estimates of $5 trillion or something, because it would starve the government of a lot of revenue. Now, I think it would help economic growth, but not enough to offset that revenue loss. So if you have the deficit soaring because of less revenue, that would mean the Federal Reserve would probably raise interest rates because people would be worried about interest rates going up a lot. So, I think they would do it, but I think it could have some negative implications if the deficit did go up a lot.
Well, I think he needs a third element to this plan, and that is, hey, let's get some regulations out of the way so that we can promote, entrepreneurs and get them back on fire again, right?
That would help. I mean, it's hard to believe, though, that these two major laws that Obama has put in, which is the Dodd-Frank financial regulation and Obamacare, can be kind of ripped out from their roots. I mean, they've been in for 6-7 years now, and they're really deeply entrenched in the financial system with Dodd-Frank and the healthcare system with Obamacare. They talk about repeal and replace. I just don't know how that would work and what you'd replace it with. But I agree completely that there's a massive amount of regulations that have happened that is slowing business, making it really hard for banks to lend to people. The healthcare system, I mean, where I'm in New York, we just had one of our big health insurance companies just go bankrupt and literally millions of people and millions of doctors holding the bag. I mean, and it's happening. Premiums are soaring all over the place. Things need to be done, but I don't see a clear alternative ready that Trump would put in. So I think they have to deal with that. Overall, there's tons of regulation, Bill, just much too much. And I think that could. So those are realistic things I think could happen.
Well, Jordan, to your point, I mean, there's going to be some grief before we get to the happiness range of this ratio.
Right.
The fact is that America has gotten fat and sloppy, and after all,
all they've gotten fat and slow, they're not necessarily happy. So maybe they're dissatisfied enough to say, you know what, I don't mind biting the bullet here if we're going to progress and move something in a positive manner and show some results. This is why I like Trump. He's an ROI kind of guy. You know, you invest, you get a return on investment, which would be rather novel for this government,
as
you know.
We have not been getting good returns on our investment, I guess you might say.
Well,
the other big area is trade. I mean, trade, we'll have to see what happens. But I don't think that's realistic to put 45% tariffs on China, Japan, Mexico, all these kind of places. They would immediately retaliate with their own tariffs.
Well, of course.
And we would have a trade war. I mean, just no question about it. And that would be really, really bad for a world economy that's already starving for growth. Trade is one of the main areas that we could benefit from. And by cutting trade off like that, I agree we could probably get better deals. But I would say that honey works better than vinegar. You don't pound people over the head. You know?
And I think you'll figure it out. I mean, Donald Trump's got enough charm. I think we're not seeing a lot of that because of the contest that's going on. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can see it from his kids. I mean, to the point that the focus group's saying, "Hey, look at it. You know, I'd much rather vote for Don Jr. than my dad." You know.
But so, I mean, when you approach China or Mexico and pound them over the head and say, "If you don't, you know, lower your currency or whatever, we don't have a $500 billion deficit with China anymore, or we're going to put a 45% tariff on you," they'll just get their backs up and they'll put a tariff on us.
Well, there's no question. But Donald Trump's smart enough. He'll figure it out what to do and how to make it work and make it win-win. You don't build a multi-billion-dollar business like he has beating people up.
You know. But I'm just saying that's the part I do not think is realistic as far as actually implementing. Now, I think they would put a wall in front of Mexico. I think that's doable.
Right.
But the 45% tariffs, we've been through this before, Bill. Yeah. In the 30s, there was something called
the... But the guy's the art of the deal. You negotiate. You know how you do it. You bid high. You freak people out. And then you fight. Yeah, and that's what they're going in. And, of course, the media, they can't figure out. They don't understand this. You know, they just take them verbatim. And
I hope it works. And I hope we have more trade rather than less. Because trade is one of the main ways the world can grow right now. And trade is way, way down. Because, you know, just worldwide economic slowdown here. Yeah. And this would make it worse if we had trade wars.
And part of it, like what we talked about earlier, it's about incentive. Are we going to incentivize the right behavior? And I believe Donald Trump understands that. We got a couple minutes left in what we do. I want to talk about interest rates. What the heck is going on?
Unbelievably low. Huh? I mean, low isn't the word, Bill. Negative interest rates.
It's beyond low.
literally, there are 12... $1 trillion worth of negative interest rates trading around the country, bonds.
Wow.
Germany, France, Japan, you could go a whole bunch of countries. We've never, ever, ever seen this in human history to have this as much lower. It shows how weak the economy is. We're just talking about the weak economy. That's an example. The European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, just had a press conference, said he's open to lowering rates even more. Their official rate is minus 0.4%.
Wow.
It's just crazy. So what is the average person supposed to do? At least we don't have negative interest rates in America yet. We're getting pretty close. Basically zero is what you get now.
Exactly.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing that might be helpful to some listeners. I'm getting 8% in what are called commercial real estate income funds.
I like this. I like this.
Yeah.
This is good. It's really good.
So there's the website for it, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've got a phone number too, 888-444-2102. They're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers who use it to either improve existing properties or build new ones. They actually share part of the profits with you, the investor. So after about 18 months, you're going to get an additional 2-3%, something like that. Your principal does not fluctuate. There are no commissions fees of any kind, and it's super safe. So there you go. I've just given you 8% in the 0% world. How about that?
Can I roll an IRA into it?
Absolutely. You could do an IRA, inside an IRA or outside. And with the monthly checks you're getting, the 8% annual monthly checks, and you can either take in cash, if you say you're in retirement and you want income from it, or you can roll them back in and you can reinvest it. Now your money is growing 8% compounded, and you can roll back in the profit sharing with another 2 or 3% as well. So over time, you might end up getting 13, 14%. But the main thing is your principal is never at risk, as it is with the stock market and bond market and so on.
Exactly. What a great concept. Well, we've got interest rates at an all-time low around the world, and you say that maybe that might be a prescient of what could be coming west as well, because it seems that whatever happens in the east, the west runs to. And that was what I found out very clearly when I was in Ireland. They were scratching their head and going, why is America, you know, running to the very thing we're running away
exactly.
from.
Exactly.
Jordan Goodman has been with us. Jordan, America's answers man, money answer man. Gosh, Jordan, we really appreciate you coming
always
on.
Always glad to take emails. Give me a phone.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pact. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, every time I hear you know, Miss Clara from War Room speak. You know, the chills go up and down, but it so resonates with me. And this is consistent with a conversation I had with Governor Huckabee years ago when he came through Southern California and he and I were talking. I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, he was running for president at the time, and I felt like he couldn't, you know, quite connect with me, even though we were talking on a Christian station. I said, you know, it's a spiritual issue that America is dealing with today, and that is the problem. And we can talk all about we want about fair trade and, you know, entitlements and that sort of thing, but we're really not going to affect the kind of change that needs to happen in this country if we're not going to, once again, be spiritually aware, spiritually sensitive, and spiritually responsive. And I know our next guest would agree with that. Professor Emeritus of History at the University of Alabama, Larry Clayton, has published numerous award-winning scholarly works. His first inspirational book, Cleared for Landing, and his most recent one that we're going to be talking about right now, and that's Work and Wealth in Scripture. Larry Clayton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am fine, Bill. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.
Great to have you on here, Larry, because, you know, we can talk about all this politics and everything that's going on with the RNC and Hillary and emails and all that, but what it all comes down to is this Constitution that we live under, or say that we want to live under, that I feel like in some sense we're losing grip of. Our founding father said is designed for a people of moral character and hold to moral values. And we're reaping what we're sowing right now. The reason that this country is in chaos, that, you know, 7 out of 10 of us will say that this country is on the wrong track, I believe is as a result of, you know, kicking God out of the public square and saying with, you know, rather an audacious and arrogant mindset, we're telling God, the creator of this universe, the one who has, given this country so much, in just speaking of this country, not even mentioning the world, but what he's given to America as a heritage. And we say, oh, that's okay, God, we'll take it from here. How arrogant is that?
That's totally self-delusional, is to think that you are the author of your life, of your wealth, of your work, of your way of thinking, of your morality, of your ethic. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. I just did a piece on for one of my Sunday op-eds on you reap what you sow. And if you sow hate and discord, and especially coming within the Christian community, it's going to come back and bite you. I couldn't agree with you more. I think the values that established this country, you know, you just mentioned the Constitution, all of the founders, they may not have been, you know, tongue-talking Pentecostals, but they believed that God was the author of our prosperity. God was the author of our life. God was the author. And you can't get away from that, Bill. And when you do, you just named a bunch of things that happened that are not good.
Right. Well, and not only did they have the faith to write that down, but in order for them to put their lives on the line, you know, their treasure, their honor, everything, you know, to found this country, and they held on to the beliefs, and they went through that process and took on the number one military force in the world at the time, and they came out the other side, and it's no wonder George Washington and the rest of the founders said it was by the hand of divine providence that this great American experiment even was able to take off, much less be in operation today with some of its dysfunction.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of what Ben Franklin said. Of course, I wasn't there. I'm not that old. But as they signed the Declaration of Independence, said, we must all hang together or we're all going to hang separately.
Yes.
You know, and underneath that was his Christian faith. He may have been a deist, but he understood that it was God at the center.
Without a doubt.
You're perfectly right. And that's one reason I wrote this little book, trying to discover, and I think I did in Scripture, what it is that Scripture tells us about two of the most important things in our life. One is our work, how we work and why we work. And the other one is what we do or what we work for.
Exactly.
I couldn't agree more.
Unfold that a little bit more, Larry, because, you know, some people, you know, they get confused with this prosperity message.
And
that's not what you're talking about. I mean, we're getting down to these immutable laws. And I was talking to my son about this the other day. I said, God has set into motion and established immutable laws, which mean if you violate, you're going to pay a price. They're built in. It doesn't like he has to be around like some cosmic policeman
you know, yeah. throwing down a ticket or clubbing you yeah. over the head because you violated, yeah. because the yeah. system is already there, much yeah. like the law of gravity. You want to take on yeah. the law of gravity, fall off the yeah. roof, find out you hit the ground, it hurts.
That's right. That's right. No, I agree. It's in Scripture. And mm-hmm. And the problem is that that Christians, especially I'm not going to name anybody, but Christian pastors and ministers and priests and others have withdrawn from the public pulpit, and they just speak to their congregation because they feel comfortable there. Mm-hmm. And they need to come out from the rooftops and spread this message that it is the Christian that the fundamentals of life, which are in Scripture, are for all of us, you know, and even if you're an atheist or an agnostic or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist, you need to hear this message, and you need to hear it loudly, and you need to hear it clearly, and you need to hear it with a great amount of, kind of like, some of the great evangelists preached mm-hmm. in the past, and I agree with you. The fundamentals are there. The laws are immutable. They're not changing. All I got to do is read the Ten Commandments, you know.
Right.
And read the teachings of Jesus. They're absolutely clear. But people want to substitute themselves for God. You know, they say, well, you know, we're the source of truth, and we know how it works, and we know the reality. And you Christians are a bunch of spiritualists, and you're living in an unrealistic world. Well, I'm afraid that the realistic world is the world that we inhabit.
Exactly.
And we need to be strong in defining and promoting those principles, Bill, you know, because it's unpopular sometimes to be very honest with people.
Well, you certainly.
And, because of, you know, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, political correctness has stifled, Christian speech. But interestingly enough, this last Gallup poll, probably about 8 months ago, said yeah. that the people, the secular market, asked the question, says, where's the church today? Well, you told mm-hmm. the church to get out of here. And uh-huh. so, you know, you didn't want to hear about their Bible thumping and whatever.
That's right.
And now you've lost you're losing your kids, you're losing your family, you're losing yeah. your future. And then you say, where's the church? But, you uh-huh. know, the church needs to be encouraged. Pastors need to be encouraged to understand,
exactly.
look at, you know, you follow the leader. What did our leader do? What did Jesus do? Put it all on the line. He didn't claim his own significance. He yeah. went into the fight for others. And that's yeah. what the church is here for. It yeah. is the power here on earth that God has established, that immutable power. But if yeah. we're not going to ignite, if we're not going to connect with it, then we've yeah. become neutered. And then, you know, here comes, you know, these elections where 50% yeah. of Christians, okay. you know, bother to register to vote. And even of that, only 50% actually go out to vote. Are you kidding
yeah.
me? I mean, where did we miss our mission in the process here, Larry?
You're abdicating your responsibility when it comes to voting by doing that. That's mm-hmm. one thing. I think it's people like you and me and millions of others, Bill, that understand what you're saying. That you have to take action. You have to go out there, and you have to be ready to be unpopular too. You know, right. Paul, the Apostle Paul. You know, he was beaten. He was stoned. He was thrown in jail. I'm not saying I'm looking for to suffer the persecutions that Paul suffered as well. But you're going to get dinged on, and you have identified some of those complaints. You know, well, you know, where is the church when we need it? Well, the church is right in front of your face. If you but do what the church and what the Christian community speaking about Jesus and what he said and wrote and Paul and others, if you do what they say, mm-hmm. if you act the way they say, if you think the way they say, and absorb that morale, you'll be taken care of. That's another mm-hmm. thing. You know, people say, well, that's not real. It's as real as you can get. God will take care of you. He will even prosper you in a way, you know, but mm-hmm. not going to prosper you. It's not the name it and claim it kind of prosperity.
Exactly.
He'll take care of you.
Well, Larry, we're out of time. It's always a joy to have you on. We got to have you back and talk more about your book. Professor Emeritus of History at the University of Alabama, Larry Clayton on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, why not given the option, why not make it the best day of your life? Hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, Semper Fi Marine, former New York City police officer, member of American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Make sure you check out his website, thecoachesteam.com, thecoachesteam.com. Coach Kevin Collins, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's really great to be on the right side this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, what a night. And let's deal with, kind of the downside of this deal. I think it was, I don't know if it was Don Jr. or Eric Trump had made a sidebar comment about Ted Cruz that he basically committed political suicide. Is that the way you're seeing it?
Yes. Yes. Cruz completely miscalculated his position. And when he went up there, what he could have said is the differences between me and the personal differences between me and Donald Trump are well known, but there is a larger, greater goal that we all have to strive for, and that is defeating Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump is the only way we can do that. And then he could have gone on and, babbled on for all he wanted. But he didn't, and I was very happy. I was very happy to watch him, because I had grown to really seriously dislike him. Mm-hmm. From the research that I did. So I said to myself, this is it, he's gone. Plus, this is going to be a bucket full of ice water in the face of the Never Trumps, and help them realize this is your leader. No, this is a guy who wants what Ted Cruz wants and not what America wants. Don't forget, Ted Cruz was the guy that sided with Black Lives Matter in Chicago when the thugs actually forced Trump to cancel a rally there. Cruz is the guy that went on television and blamed Trump for what Black Lives Matter did. So he sided with them. I have no love for him. He's gone. I'm happy.
Well, Coach, you and I talked about this before, and this is what it comes down to, and people need to remember. Basically, you're looking at two choices. It's either Hillary or it's Donald Trump. And their platforms say everything that you need to be aware of. And, you know, that's the choice. All this other stuff is noise. It detracts when we need when we've ever needed a time for unity and we need unifiers. That's where, you look back politically, historically, and you see the people who are willing to, you know, let go of their personal egos and come alongside. What happens to them, Coach? I mean, it goes well with them. They find their place. I mean, Ted Cruz has a place in government. He's got a skill set. He's got a voice that could be advantageous for everybody. But it makes me sad because I believe that he disqualified himself. Now it's gonna this is gonna just do maybe irreparable damage for him.
Yeah, listen, he's part of the Bush cabal, so the Bushes will find some place for him. That's where he and his wife met. Working for the Bushes, so they can welcome him back in. And you know, the thing is, he's not going to be welcome in Republican circles for a very long time.
Well, but he was already on the outside looking in. Now he's going to be part of the peephole gang. You know,
the only real loss is that he took. Lee and Sass with him.
Yeah,
they've been tarnished too.
Yeah.
So they are now loose cannons rolling around on the deck in the Senate, and we have no idea what these vengeful, disappointed thumbsuckers are going to do.
Well, there's nothing like success, Coach, and this is where it's on Donald Trump. And you know, I talked with Newt Gingrich about this. And that is you go after the potential low-lying fruit. Go make some things happen. Demonstrate that you know what you're doing. You've got some strong people around you. Go have some wins. Because, as my dad used to say, you know, the best part of any kind of revenge is success. And I believe that Donald Trump is the man, for a time such as this, to deal with this country, the ineptness and the wackiness of it. And this is what the establishment and all these other people that have been so self-focused that are missing, that, you know, Donald Trump is speaking to the heart of America, that the heart of America has been living with this. This is what they've been saying. And now all of a sudden they have an advocate running for president that they can connect with. Coach, last night I was with a bunch of my Democratic friends. I mean, these guys are arch Democrats. And I mean, one guy spoke up and he goes, "That's our next president." And so people are getting it. I think Hillary Clinton is getting it. Her team's getting it. And it scares them because the party's over.
Well, yeah, you have to look at the vicious nonstop attacks already from the media right across the board. And it makes me laugh because in situations like this in the past, I've made a comment, and I think that it's tried and true, and I don't think that there's any need to back away from it. I think that these people wrote their critiques of Trump's speech last Monday, and they're just waiting to tinker around with some details. And they're not fooling anybody.
Right.
They'll understand this. And one other thing, too, I tweeted Trump this morning directly to congratulate him, and I pointed out something to him that I've said before. He doesn't make speeches. Politicians make speeches.
Right.
He talks to people. This was like being in a junior high school gym and having a guy who lives down the block that you never heard from before stand up and speak wisdom, and you say, wow, this guy is terrific.
Yeah, where has he been?
Exactly what's going on, and that's what Donald Trump is, a guy who knows exactly what's going on, and the media is dead air is on fire.
Well, and it should be, Coach, because they're self-indicting, you know, by exposing their bias here, and, you know, and they don't understand where Trump is coming from, and they're trying to report against it, and the public is moving toward him because he goes, this all makes sense. And then you get the media that is trying to, you know, argue against it, and it's the wrong it's becoming the wrong gospel, wrong church now.
Yes, yeah, and they see the curtain coming down. And your friend saying this is the next president, I've been keeping track of what I call these deep penetrations.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by the deep penetration is it's a deep penetration, a lance, a spear into the body of Hillary Clinton's base. And I, too, have spoken to people that you could knock me over with a feather when they said that they were going to support and vote for Donald Trump. I was absolutely surprised. I mean, you have Michael Moore saying Trump is going to win. Mm-hmm. He's not saying he's going to vote for him. He supports him. But you know what I'm saying? For a guy like Michael Moore to think these things so long and so hard that they actually come out of his mouth,
mm-hmm,
is very, yeah, telling to me. And it says that there are a lot of Michael Moores out there who are thinking the same thing.
Exactly.
And now he's given them the green light to say it.
Well, Michael Moore understands the wave of momentum. I mean, he's in the marketing business. He sees what's happening, and he can't deny it. I mean, he'd be a fool too, to deny it. So, you know, he's pointing out the obvious, and good for him that he's seeing it. But hey, look it. This is all the start of a journey that we'll all go on together. And I'm excited for the future for this country, Coach. More from Coach Kevin Collins after this. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready
or not, here we are. 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're on the West Coast these days. As I shared with you before, we're heading to Hawaii. The daughter unit is about ready to deliver. We're so excited. Little Jackson getting ready to come out and say hello, world. And, we're going to be in Hawaii in the coming weeks and be there for the delivery of her first child and our ninth grandchild. So needless to say, I'm beyond excited. Coach Kevin Collins is still with us. Always good to have Coach. And, Coach, I want to talk and, first of all, congratulate you on relaunching your book, titled Crooks, Thugs, and Thieves. And this is about the Democratic Party and the genesis of the Democratic Party, we've talked about before when you and I first met. I read the book, and it was a reminder of the history of the Democrats. In fact, here recently, it was announced that Snoop Dogg was going to be performing at the Democratic National Convention. And I called Snoop out. I said, Snoop, how can you go and participate and entertain a group of people that have been killing your kids? 40% of abortions have been, put on black people. I mean, this amounts to genocide. Yes, I said genocide. And this all comes from Margaret Sanger, who's been celebrated, that Hillary Clinton, idolizes. They give a Margaret Sanger award. Nancy Pelosi has been one of the recipients as well. And her mission was to eradicate the less thans, and particularly blacks of America, because she was a eugenicist. People, for some reason, were disconnected from the truth, and I appreciate you being able to relaunch your book again. Tell everybody about it, if you would, for a moment.
Well, we did enough changes on the book to actually warrant a change in the title. The title is The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. It's available on Amazon as an ebook, Kindle ready for $4.99.
Wow!
In this book, I take you step by step from Aaron Burr, the real founder of the Democrat Party, and of course they say it's Thomas Jefferson. Well, I would say it was Thomas Jefferson too. If I was a Democrat, I wouldn't want to admit that it was Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr, exactly.
Yeah. And all the way to how. And I show how they haven't changed a bit. They have always been hateful, slave-owning KKK types from start to finish. We had Democrat presidents in the White House that had slaves in the White House working for them. They fired the civil servants there and brought in slaves. They undermined the Union Republicans' efforts in the Civil War to the point where we almost lost that war. And if it were up to them, just a terrible miscarriage of justice that they were able to steal away this history and hide it. And I'm trying to expose it. So it's a quick read, and everything that's in it has a footnote that backs it up. I don't want anybody to take my opinion.
Right.
My opinion isn't worth anything more than yours. I back up what I say. Everything has a footnote.
Well, it comes at a really good time with things that are being exposed right now. We got two movies that are being released this week. One based on the book Peter Schweizer, Clinton Cash, that I think is very, very powerful. And we're going to be talking one of the main stars of that movie a little bit later on. Also, Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America.
Yeah.
Coach, I mean, these are very, very powerful movies. And also, I wouldn't be surprised if the theater doesn't relaunch the Benghazi movie that it put into circulation back in
13 hours.
Back in January. Yeah, 13 hours. Yeah,
a film festival, three shows. I'd love to see Trump really do something outside the box and around America in different places, hire movie theaters and let people in free, first come, first serves, and watch these movies. They can take the D'Souza, look at the D'Souza movie. He is an acquaintance of mine. I know him personally. And I've seen his movies before. I know that they're excellent. And let my Kindle version, the dirty, locked away history of the Democrat Party, be kind of like a guide, like a libretto for what Dinesh is saying.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, these are exciting times. I think America can handle the truth, Coach. It has been kept in the dark like mushrooms, and you know what else goes with that. And it's finally saying that it's had enough. And, Donald Trump last night made it clear that he is America's champion. He is the law and order president. And we're going to call it for what it is. The walls of political correctness are down. We can thank, in great measure, Dr. Ben Carson, who, spoke to those walls like Reagan did in speaking to the walls there in Germany. He spoke to those walls of political correctness there on the Beltway with the president in the audience. Well, he was right there on the dais. It was his prayer breakfast. And he went after those walls, and they since have been crumbling down slowly but surely. And I think last night, whatever remained of those walls of political correctness came running down. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think somewhere in the vicinity of 75% of Republicans agree that we have no time for political correctness, and that's augmented by about 55 or 56% of Democrats who say the same thing. So our Democrat brothers and sisters are beginning to understand what has happened to our country.
Exactly.
And it looks like they're coming aboard. Can we just speak a little bit about an exciting new poll from New York State?
Yeah, I wanted to hear about that, Coach. Let's talk about that. Go ahead.
Right.
What do you got?
First of all, it's a Quinnipiac poll, and it shows that Hillary Clinton has a 12-point lead in New York State. Now, ordinarily, for people that are not initiated to this, they may say, well, that's it, it's over. Yeah, but you have to remember that Barack Obama won New York State by 28 points. And you also have to understand that Trump is up 12 in upstate New York, up 1 in the suburbs, and down substantially in the city, of course. But Trump is getting 20% in New York City. Now, the registration rolls show that only 1 out of every 10 New York City registered voters is a Republican. So that means Trump is already overperforming by 100%. Wow. Now, those votes are coming from somewhere. He's maxing out Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like the town that I live in Staten Island, he got 92% of the vote in the primary. So what I'm saying is that they can the pollsters can lie and say that blacks are not supporting Donald Trump. But listen, some Democrats are. So let's say it is the blacks. Do I have any proof? No, but I have some very strongly suggestive circumstantial evidence. During the primaries, blacks voting in the Democrat primary fell off by 40% in Ohio, 38% in Florida, and 34% in North Carolina. Now, the importance of that is that you have a complete spectrum of African-American voters. You have the northern African-American voter in Ohio. His family's been there perhaps since right after the Civil War. You have the Florida composite, and Bill, you know Florida as well as I do. It's a, it's a polyglot and a mixture. And the black folks that live down here with me are not exactly like the northern folks, nor are they like the deep south, North Carolina, African Americans. So you have a sample from all three, and there is a substantial drop in the turnout. I will say this, with we are in the end of July, and Hillary Clinton is leading just by just 12 points in New York. And after last night, when that shrinks down to single digits, New York State is already in play. Mm-hmm. When Donald Trump Jr. Said, we're going to put New York in play, when he gave the delegate vote to his father to put him on
yes,
the
Yes, exactly, out of New York. That was,
held
that
at the
was
TV.
Awesome.
No, yeah. It's already in play.
Yes. Exactly. Coach, what do you make of Donald Trump's marked increase in rise in popularity amongst evangelicals? I mean, this thing is the trajectory on his growth and expansion into the evangelical community is significant.
Well, I think at the beginning they realized, well, look, we really don't have much choice. Mm-hmm. But see, what always is better is giving the voters not just you can't vote for the other guy. You I mean, that works, and that could give you the 50% plus one. But when you juxtapose that with you can't vote for the other guy, but here's a reason to vote for my guy, then you have explosive growth in your base. And that's what's happening there. When you have the people who are well-respected and listened to in the evangelical community.
Exactly. Well, Coach, we're out of time. Coach Kevin Collins has been our guest. Don't forget to go to Amazon.com. Get that download of his book, The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democratic Party. Coach, as always, good to have you with us. Have a great weekend. This is Bill Martinez.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.